break-even levels moving forward.
The demand for diesel fuel is coming down with field activity wrapped up and people driving less going into winter. CHS Senior Vice President of Refined Fuels, Jason Schwantz, says most diesel fuel prices have declined in recent weeks.
The only one that aren't falling is number one diesel fuel, which up in that Red River Valley, North Dakota, South Dakota area is really, really important to people. That's been really tight because I think people were short diesel fuel going into the fall and they wanted to make all the number two they could. We're in that boat. We want to make all the diesel we can to make sure farmers get that crop out. And quite frankly, I think it led to people being a little bit behind on number one. With the little bit warmer weather, number one is starting to get caught up a little bit.
Overall, diesel fuel supplies are extremely tight.
Quite frankly, we've taken a million barrels of refining capacity out of the U.S. during this COVID period. That's not coming back. And that's going to keep the market tight, especially on diesel fuel. You know, gasoline with electric cars and things coming, I think you're going to see a slight decline in that. It's going to take time. Diesel fuel demand, though, we see going up. Like I said, that's the driver of the U.S. economy and the world economy. And I don't see diesel fuel demand slowing down.
Farm real